like to learn over the Tosfos and the Gemara we learned yesterday in Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. We had a machlokes between Chiya Bar Rav and Rav Huna in the Chachamim. The Mishnah says as follows: Noisen Karfif Leir, that each ear gets a karfif, an area of shivim amma v'shirayim around it, that is nitpal to the ear, and then the tchumim, you measure the tchum from the end of the karfif. That's Rav Meir. V'chachamim omrim le'omru karfif elo bein shtei ayores. The whole halacha of karfif is if there are two ayores. So we hear a machlokes in the Gemara, what is pshat in the Chachamim? Rav Huna holds that according to the Chachamim, when there are two ayoris, so each ear gets a karfif of shivim amma b'shirayim, so altogether there is permitted to be 141 and a third amis between the two ayoris, and that is mechaber the two ayoris. And that's the hemshech of the Mishnah. Yes, lozu shivim amma b'shirayim, lezu shivim amma b'shirayim, oise karfif eshteyem liyos echot. This makes that both ayoris become one, and the person in the left ear starts counting his tchum from the right ear, because the two karfifes are mechaber. That is svaris Rav Huna, and svaris Chiya Bar Rav is that according to the Chachamim, when there are two ayoris, you only give one karfif. If there are shivim amma v'shirayim between one ear and the other ear, that is mechaber the two ayoris, and that's the whole halacha. But more than shivim amma v'shirayim, one does not give between two ayoris. Now let us see Tosfos. Rav Huna omar noisnin karfif lezu v'karfif lezu. Nira l'ri. So Tosfos says, the davke b'shtei ayoris. According to Rav Huna, davke by two ayoris, noisnin karfif lezu v'karfif lezu l'rabona. You need two ayoris. Two ayoris are entitled to two karfifes. The chamoy shel Rav Meir. Just like according to Rav Meir, ir davke, we see noisnin karfif leir, v'cham amulay amul karfif elo ben shtei ayoris. So according to Rav Meir, that is for sure, if you'll have one bias. So you start counting the tchum from with the end of the bias. You don't give a karfif to a bias. T'chamoy shel Rav Meir ir davke, the whole halacha of karfif was only set for an ear, d'akroke dorish. We learn after the pasuk mikir ha'ir v'chutza. You give a chutza to the ear. So it's zicher adin in the ear. Who adin l'rabbonon, according to the rabbonon, that they hold by one ear, there's no din chutze, but the beis ayoris, you need tafke two ayoris. Avul ir u bayis, einaisnim lem shnei kafifis. According to Rav Huna, if you'll have an ear and a bayis, will be in the kufmem aleph amma way, you won't give it to kafifis. Elo davke, but this halacha does apply according to the chachamim. Im hu toich shivim amma v'sharayim le'ir, if the bias is toich shivim amma v'sharayim, misaberes le'ir. So this is a different halacha. It becomes part of the year, it becomes an extension of the year. V'chein im yesh bayis acher toich ayin ames v'shirayim lo'oisei bayis shel ir achas. If you have two batim and you have one bayis is toich shivim ame and the second bayis is toich shivim ame to the first bayis, yecholim laseis burginin k'moy sheyirtzu. So everything is considered like an extension of the year. K'da oma ba'isin pasin. The Gemara said, "Asisu mi Barnash lebeiknishte de Daniel." You came from Barnash to the Beis Haknesses of Daniel. The Havut losa parsi amaisam chisu aburgenim. He was saying behind the burgenim, so Moshe is in burgenim bebavel. Ki nafik achvalei masvosa de miblon besoich ayin ame v'shirayim. So you see that there's an inyan of burgenin or mokim, mekaymeis, or ruyis, ledire, that are considered an extension of the year, and this is a shir of Ayinama. This is not Ravuna shir. Ravuna has a shir of Kuf Mem Alafama, but that's already a shir into Ayoris. But the din chibu leir extension to the year, that's totally toich Ayinama v'shirai. V'hashta osi shapir. So now that Tosis was magdir, that there are two in Yonim. There's a din kalfif l'shtei ayoris, and that is shir is kuf mem alef amal leitravunim. And then there's a din chibul, but if it's not to ayoris, then it's only a bias, then there's a din chibul. V'hashti yose shaper, ho de bishmaite. We have an omit beis, the omalei rav safra le rove, rav safra est rove, Hani b'nei aktisva in the moshchilu tchume mehai gise di archir. Now, aktisva in archir were two cities, and the digeles, the river digeles was mafsik bentayim. So he asked the kasher, Rav Safa asked the kasher to Rove, that the people who live in Aktisvin, they measure their tchum mehai gise di archir, from the other side of archir. So yes, the mamafsike di geles, between Aktisvin and archir, there's the geles. That wouldn't be gefelach, but avetvei mikuf mem aleph ames ushlish. It's more than kuf mem aleph ames. So how could you be mechaber these two ayores? Hashde maskil. So we see over here that the criteria is shlish or kuf mem aleph ames. That means that if it would be kuf mem aleph ames shlish, you wouldn't have any problem. Since it's more than kuf mem aleph ames, so memeo, that was the problem. So Taisi says it's very good. Mishum da'ayri bebeis ayores, because we're speaking about two cities. So two cities, the shir is two kafifis. So what did Rove answer him? So Rove answered Rav Safre, knock at the achvilei atmaoso, he showed him remnants of walls, the shura, the mivlon teich tchum b'shivim ame v'shirai. So he told him, no, that there are remnants of diris in the digeles, which are shivim ame v'shirayim. So he speaks about it different. He didn't show him it was in the kuf mem aleph ame. It was in shivim ame. The lechaber leir, to attach a bias to an ear, to extend an ear, so shehei teich ayin ame v'shirayim. Already the din two kafifis you couldn't have because the two cities were separated more than two kafifis. So memele, the only way we could be matter if we extended the ear with batim. So memele, there the shir is teich ayin aleph ame. V'nire, teich ayin ame. V'nire da filu bayis u bayis below here. Now Tosfos says not only do we extend an ear through a bias that's teich ayin ame v'shirayim, no, you'll have two batim. There's also noisnim lem kafif achas l'shteim. There also there'll be a shir of one kafif. And that means if you'll have both batim in the shir of shivim ame, so it's mechaber both batim. The iloy teimahochi is ir she'in lochoyme b'mei yischaber ka'achas. So how can we create the musig of a ear if there's no chayim around it? Unless you'll say that it's nivla teich ayinam v'shirayim, so that connects all the batim. The ain't svara lahatzri sheyigos elos. It's not mistava that in order to have a shame here, the houses have to touch one the other. So that's how the Ri put it down, that there are two in Yonim. There's a din of, according to Rav Huna, there's a din of noisnim shtei kafifis l'shtei ayores. This halacha only applies by ayores. And then there's another din of that a bias becomes mechuber to the ear, or one bias becomes mechuber to the other bias if it is toich shivimam. Lefize, L'rabchiye barav, the omer, kafif echad l'shtei. According to Chiye barav said that according to the Chachomim, by shtei ayores, there is one kafif. there's only, according to the Chum, there's one kaf of Ben Shtei Ayores. So according to Chiyah Barav, there's a Meredike Kasher. So this halacha of Shtei Ayores does not only, is not a din in Shtei Ayores. This halacha applies by two batim also. So Taisus Lav Davke, the Kamri Rabon and Beis Ayores. So really, this halacha is not only by two Ayores. To who a din, Bayis or Bayis. A bias will also have the same thing. So why does the Taka say, Shtei Ayores? Ala agav de noket rameyer irachas, that irachas is a kalfev nokti rabonon beis ayores. There's a very geshmake teretz from the Chedushi Amiri. The Chedushi Amiri wants to say that the emesin Chiyah Barav is telling us a gewaldike chiddush. That there's a din, there's a different stack. A fellow, we will assume what Taisva says. That is that the din chibul of ayin amo applies even by two batim. So why did Chiyah Barav mention two ayores? So the Chedush Amiri says as follows. The din chibul is, it has to be toich ayin amo v'shirai. That means if it is in the toich ayin amo, so it becomes mechuba. But what if you'll have ayin amo, and after the ayin amo ends, then you'll have a bias, so the bias doesn't become mechuba. The din of two ayores is that if you have two ayores and you have a kalfif of ayin amo, bein beis ayores, that is mechaba, the two ayores, so it's two distinct dinim. Taisus Vaisdois did not hold like that. Either Taisus hold both need toich or both don't need toich. Fartik. V'ho desanye. V'ho desanye. Bereish suke. It says in Mesech the suke as follows. Bayis she'ein boi dalet ames al dalet ames. A bias that does not have the dimensions of a bias, the correct dimensions of a bias is Dalad Amis al Dalad Amis, and oisin oisoi ibul ben beis ayores. You cannot make this bias an ibul ben beis ayores. So this halacha is very confusing. We're talking about, you have two ayores, and Taisus just mentioned before, this is a baraisa. And two ayores, you have hilchis chibur of shtei kafifis according to Ravuna. And now all of a sudden he says the bias has to have dalet ames. Why do you need a bias of hilchis gutta yoren? Well, how does the bias come in? Ktas kosh, my nafke mino ma'oise bias. What's going on the bias? The belav ochi nais nin kafif li'ir. If you have two ayores, so b'meile. So there's a din kafif. Why do you need this bias? V'im mishum. Shall yidei ha-bias yuchol aleches yoyser? If you'll say that because of the bias yuchol aleches yoyser, you'll be able to go further. In kein ma hoyoloi lahaskir beis ayores. Why do you have to be maskir beis ayores? Now, L'chayre, the Bir Aloche brings down a machloikis as follows. For example, according to Rameya, Rameya says that each ear, you give a kalfif to an ear. What happens if you'll have a ibul ear, you have a bias sticking out from the ear, which is Taif Shibimama Vishirayim. So what happens after that? You give a ibul. Now you give a kalfif after that ibul, or no? Well, there's no din. It is a ibul the ibul. That this house gufa is also an ibul, and now you make an ibul ibul. Tosnish. So the Bir Aloche brings down a machloikis in this. The Ramah is meikel, and the Bir Aloche is very mefakpik if one could be meikel with this kula. There's one of the Rishayim holds like that, but it's not a psadova muskim. That's what the Bir Aloche says. Now, lochayre from our taisvis, some say the ivra of the taisvis, I mean, what does taisvis answer? Taisvis asks, lochayre, we're talking about shtei ayores. We're talking about shtei ayores, and the Braise says that if the bias says daladamis,
It doesn't have Dalad Amis in Nois Nois Ibul Ben Beis Yosef. It does have Dalad Amis. Then you make it Ibul Ben Beis Yosef. So Taisvis asks, why, my nav kemina moise bias, the balabochi Nois Nen Kalfa Flir. What do you need the bias for? Vim Mishum Shayidea bias Yochel Aleches Yosef. So Lachair of the Rehitis Loshen that Taisvis, it would seem, Bachsech, that Taisvis means to say, that Fakel, that after the bias, then you're gonna start counting your two kafifis. That's, so he sticks in the bias that you could gain, that after the bias you start counting the two kafifas. In kein maho yeloi lahaske beizayoris, so mustafs bachlaran bring the beizayoris. I mean, the bias is another nekude, that the city ends with the bias. Ela havel elameme, naisen ele ibo leir. That's Taisvis Kasha. Agav Uche, that we just mentioned before, that the Bir Halochis says, that, that if you can make an Ibul for an Ibul, so the Chazanim says a beautiful svar. He says, Be'emison, he says, it's totally as follows. He says, there's two types of Iburim Le'ir. He says as follows. If you'll have a city, that's a square. And Teich Shivim Amma V'Shirayim, you have a bayis. And this bias, people are living there. It's the living there. So the Chazainish, he says, there's no shaila whatsoever. So this is part of the ear. How does one measure an ear? Taisa said before, you need a wall to measure an ear. The houses have to touch one the other. So the shame ear is whatever is Teich Shivim Amma V'Shirayim. So the Chazainish, if you have people living in this bias, he says, an ear has to have a shape, it has to be a perfect square, a perfect triangle, a perfect rectangle. If you have something sticking out, so the ear has a zah shape. He says, that's no shaila whatsoever, that's ich a part of the ear. If it's Teich Shivim Amma V'Shirayim, and people live there, there's no shaila whatsoever. You'll zicha be moided a kaf of afterwards. We have other halachas. In Kates and Mabram, we have halachas that we have a dire amokim that's roi loder theoretically, but no one's living there. That's also nechshav keir. There he says, don't kemeherem, could be there's no din kafet. This halacha is only a din that we say the ear extends till that mokim haroi loder, but to say that you give a kafet for that you won't say. Aber Al-Koponim, Taisvis does not understand the combination of Shtei HaYoris and Abayis. Va'im HaRashbam, the Gassin and Hosem in Oysen Oyse Ibulir, not Shtei HaYoris, Bayi Shein Bei Daladamis or Daladamis, and Oysen Oyse Ibulir, Fartik. Va'oid Yishloima, the Nokat Beis HaYoris, Mishum Da Oz Regiles Lasa Is Burgenin Lo Leches Mizu Lezu, he says, Fakir, that gives a person an incentive to make Bulgin in small diris. Shalchaikim Yaisa midalad alofim, she'en yechaylam lovoy al yedei erif. So Fakir, it's speaking about Shtei Ayoris, we're not speaking about Kafifis of Kuf Mem Aleph Amet. We're speaking about it's more than 4,000 Amis away. We want to make an erif. So we put, so this bias is al-dalad, we can consider it an extension of the ear, that we could, so we'll gain some area, and so we'll be able to put an erev. Vayimer Rabbeinu Tam, the halacha keravune. Now we're speaking about halacha. We hear a machloikis, Ravune and Chia Barav, by Shtei Ayoris is the one kafif or two kafifis. Vayimer Rabbeinu Tam, the halacha keravune. The Omar Kafif Lazu the Kafif Lazu. Why? Number one, he says the Godol Hoya Bechochmel Beminyan Michia Barab the Zuter Minei Tuve. He was much smaller than him. Kedemuchir Beseferik Yesh Beelchin Shayiravuna Mechichay. That's one right. Vahano Amiroi the Komri Lav Meshuloshim Amish. We had late in the Gemara. The Mishnah says, if you have three ayoris which are mishulish, and if this kuf mem aleph ame bein achitzaynis, so you can carry from the both chitzaynis from one chitzayn to the other chitzayn. So according to Chiya Barav, we learn pshat that it's takim mishulosh and mamish, and between each house there's ayin ama. According to Rav Huneh, it was shver. according to Ravuna Ishver, why do you need between each house Shiva Mame? Between each ear Shiva Mame? If you have three ayores, so it should be between each ear Kuf Mem Aleph Amo. Not between the base Achitzoinis Kuf Mem Aleph Amo. So the Gemara said a teretz on this kasher, Ravuna learns not Meshulash Mamish, it's speaking about that you have a middle ear which is further down, like a segel, and we're down, ke'ilu, we lift up the ear. Balkapanim, these are Amayroim that said this. So all these Amayroim that said this, they only had to say it according to Ravun, according to Chiyah Barav, you don't need it. The Lechiyah Barav Yochaliyas Meshulosh Mamish. The Rav Savre, second riot, Dr. Ravun, the Rav Savre, the Koma Homapsekes, the Gelest Abiyoisa Mikuf Mem Aleph, Mem Aleph Oshlish, Mashme, the Ilaftve, Rav Savre's Kashi, so it was more than Kuf Mem Aleph. Vices, if it would have been Kuf Mem Aleph, it would have been good. The Ilaftve, if it wouldn't be more than that, Shapirovdi. So, to Kuf Mem Aleph Ame, Vahayna Vaita Keravuna, according to Chiyah Barav, according to the Chachomim, if there's more than 70 Yamas Vashirayim, you can't carry from the second year already. But oi, then Taisva says, Afilo Lechiyah Barav, the Bein Tam said another Cheshma, Afilo according to Chiyah Barav. So Chiyah Barav holds according to the Chachomim, you give one calf of between two Ayores. But that what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says later, Im ye b'shtei ayos, im yesh lo zushi v'mam v'shayim, lo zushi v'mam v'shayim, oise kaf v'shtem li yes echa. So Chiyah Barav said that this is going according to Rameya. According to Rameya, by two ayores, you'll give two kafifes. So, Mishani saved the Maslis Nutoni lo zu aynam v'shayim, lo zu aynam v'shayim, ki Rameya. So that means the first we had in the Mishnah Machloikis Ramei and the Chachamim. According to Ramei, you give one kalfif by one ear. According to Chachamim, you give one kalfif by two ayores. Then we have a stam that according to Ramei, you give two kafifis by two ayores. So right there we have the same aloha that by two ayores you give two kafifis. The Mishnah said that if you had, the Loshna Mishnah was, Gimul Kfarim Amishuloshim, you have three, cities which are Mishulish, Im Yesh, Bein Shnaim Chitzoinim, Meya, Vaboim, Vaachas, Vishlish, also Emtsoi, Eshloshtam Liyais Echad. So the Gemara that Havamina had learned that it means he had three ayores in one row, and between the two outer ones, this Kuf Mem Aleph Ameh, so the middle ear will be mechaber all three ayores. So it seems that you have that you need only Ayin Ameh between one ear and the other ear. Ha'olek emtsoi. So the Gemara says, "Bavaisis, if you wouldn't have a middle ear, loy tiyufte deravun." V'imtayim efraktayis ves lachia barav nami koshen. According to Chiyah Barav, it's also shvel. The uki seife kerameya. The seife is going according to Rameya. And according to Rameya, by two ayores, you also have kuf mem aleph ame between them. So according to Chiyah Barav is also shvel. Why do you need an emtsoi according to Rameya? V'yesh lefosh, the ledidei, ike lefosh, tach seife, the gimbal kforum, osi ki rabona. When you have a problem, the Mishnah says that you need an emtsoi, so we'll say that seife is going according to the rabona. Ubo lahashmienu, so what is the chiddush? The oisen bulgen in harbe ze achaze, kolecha toicha imamu v'shirayim shol chadeiroi, lechoshev akolecha, k'moyshe kan oisem tsoi shloshnan li oisech. So according to Chiyah Barav, I could say the mission is going according to the chacham. Ela kol she'ilu matil. So the Gemara said, Lefi Emes, what is the case of the three Ayores Mishuloshes? So the Gemara says as follows. It looks like a segel. And if you could take the middle one and bring it up and put it between them, v'yiyu mishaloshim, and now you'll have three ayoris, ein bein zelo zelo kuf mem aleph amo v'achas ashlish. That means the kuf mem aleph amo v'achas ashlish is between the chitzayin and the mtsoy, between the mtsoy and the other chitzayin. Ubein beis hachitzoynis, uktoisvis, hainu, bein beis hachitzoynis, lemtsois. Does not mean being the two the chitzoynis, it means between the two chitzoynis and the emtsois that you slept up. Vyeshkuf mem aleph ushlish lakan, vikuf mem aleph ushlish lakan, kemoshe perish hakontras. So according to Rav Huna, we corrected the Lashon HaMishneh. The Lashon HaMishneh says if this Kuf Mem Aleph Bein HaChitzoynis, so Bein HaChitzoynis does not mean between the two Chitzoynis, it means between the Chitzoynis and the Emtsoy. So we added in two words, between the Chitzoynis and the Emtsoy, this Kuf Mem Aleph Amen. Vim Taimah, Fektach Taisves, Aybazoi. So if you can learn such a pshat in the Mishnah, you can say Bein HaChitzoynis means between the Chitzoynis and the Emtsoy. If you learn such a pshat, so why do you say so? Mikor Nami, the Kasal Kedaitach Mishalosh Mamish, the Havamin of the Gemara, that is speaking about three Ayoris which are on one straight line, Yeforish Nami came, the Bein Emtsoy, Lechitzoynis come, Vloyikshel Ravun. What do you need this whole dreidel? It's like a segel. And the dikir is a fellow with a segel, but we have to fadrei pshat in the Mishnah. If you learn pshat in the Mishnah, kipshutai bein achitzoynis means between the two other ones you're in hot water. This kuf mem aleph amma bein achitzoynis. Why do you need them tzoy? So you say bein achitzoynis means bein achemtzoy slam bein achitzoynis lam tzoy. That's what it means. So because of the pesah a taich. In the Mishnah. So, Bazoi, if that's pshat, so you don't need the whole union of a segel. So, can they have three ayoris in one straight line? And if this kuf mem aleph bein achitzoynis lam tzoy is it's good. So you can cast to the harei machas. Yeshloim to the mishaloshim mamish. If you have three ayoris all on one straight line, and shach leforishke. Dimkein lehavle le misne bein beis hachitzoynis vusretmen terkish elahavle le meimim yesh bein ze lo ze. I'm thinking about you have three ayores. Im yesh bein ze lo ze kuf mem aleph kuf mem aleph ushlish. So my meile is retmen bein ze lo ze because you have three ayores. Avol ki loy ayri b'mishuloshim mamish. But if it is speaking about like a segel, so you can't say bein ze lo ze, because there's no ze in the middle. Emotzi lemisne bein ze lo ze, kivin shein emtsoi shom b'neye. So then you say bein achitzoynis lehemtsoi, the theoretical emtsoi. So it's good. So b'meile, you have to, there's something that we have there already, the chitzoynis. And the bein achitzoynis lemtsoy, which we're sticking in theoretically. But nira de lechia barav nami tzorich loim de lav mishaloshim mamish. So now that Taisus just said that the loshen bein achitzoynis is shver, if he's speaking about them the same line, because she said bein zeh lo zeh, di mishaloshim mamish kam amayin oke beit shtayim achitzoynim kuf mem aleph amo shlish. The koilel aver shemikan mikan bebasachas. He speaks a havlamim. Yes, bein zelozah ainam avishirayim. Why does he talk about? Why does he talk about the two outer ones? And the ikir is that yevan emtsoyin. There's ainam between each one. That's the criteria. So afilu according to chiyah barav, you also have to say that it's speaking about that it's talking about like a segel. Im kein de meide hier barabel maskone zu sefo sele fi yem schiba ab zo so meide so one of the guys with the bene tam falls off and rai mikan da loch ikir abun one of the guys with the bene tam was that since these amoyroim said it's speaking about a segel sarai they hold like of hun couldn't hear barab you also have to say that. Now the last time was the gemara said as follows. Let's just see the gemara in the veinik. The Gemara says as follows.
We're
speaking about, again, three ayores. Two of them, they're shaped like a segel. So, omalei rovel abaye, kamo yehei ben chitzin lechitzin. How far away do the two chitzinis have to be? So he answered him, kamo yehei, menafke lochmina, what's the difference? Kol shilu machnis emtsoi beinayim, if you'll take the middle ear, and you'll elevate it, and you'll put it between these two chitzinis, ve'ein ben zelo zelo meyo v'arboim v'achas o'shlich. So it's good. So that there's no standard measurement. It matters how big the mtsoi is. So yes, and afilu dalad alofim amo. Afilu, there's dalad alofim amo. That means there's two tchumim between the two outer ones. You also say this. Omer le'in. So he said, yeah. Frekter, omer ravuna. We learned ear asuya kekeshes. If you have an ear, that's like a semicircle. Im yesh bein beizroi she'o poches mi'abos alofim amo. If between the two Rosh Yakeshes there's less than 4,000 Amis, so that means you have the two Tchumim Anivla, Moided in Law Min HaYeser, then the Ir Shebekeshes can be Moided its Tchum from the Yeser. Bimlav, but if there's 4,000 Amis, Moided in Law Min HaKeshes, then you start measuring Min HaKeshes. So you tell me, if you have 4,000 amis, you could also be moide from on top. Mechayr, it's the same thing. The three ayores, like a segel, is equivalent to an ir asuya kekeshes. Amalei hosam lekele meimel moli. Over there by ir asuya kekeshes, you can't consider like the area on top was nismale. Hoche ikele meimel moli. Here you could say moli. So let us see Taisus. Hosom lekala meima moli, perish. Hosom livnei emtsoi akeshes. The people who are on the bottom of the keshes. Ein moididin lahemin hayesa. You can't, if there's more than 4,000 amis, if there's 4,000 amis or more between the two roshe akeshes, so the people who are on the bottom of the keshes, they, ein moidin lahemin hayesa. Lekala meima moli beinyan ze ki'ilu boteim shebekeshes will elevate their batim nisunim beyesa. Dimkein, if that will be the case, mafsidim letzad acher. If you'll consider them there, so they're losing their tchum on the other side. Dimhava hayesa lemizach. For example, if the yesa was lemizach, mafsidim lemaira, so then they'll be lose their tchum lemaira. So Mimela, so therefore you can't move them up there because Mehitaisi you should consider that they're over there. By saying they're over there, they'll lose the tchum on the other direction. Also, we don't say moli li yisroim b'neim tzois kilo imdim ben achitzoinis limdeid lehem misham alpain. V'davke lechitzoine, for the two chitzoinis we consider, lagabi the chitzoine we consider that the emtsoi is between the two chitzoynis. V'davka lechitzoynis, the oma amoli, sheboim b'nei chitzoynis zu, leilich, del chitzoyn acher, shemoydim ulchol achas, mipesach avot. V'ochi nami, b'nei roish keshus ha'echot, shebo leilich, lezad roish ha'keshus ha'acher, the oma amoli, einach anami. The two Rosh Yakeshes will be able to go from one side to the other side, even though there are more than 4,000 Amis, because you could say, Moli, Moidim Lehem, Alpayim Meroish Yakeshes Ha'acha. You could start counting the Alpayim Meroish Yakeshes Ha'acha. Afilu Yesh Ben Shnei Rosh Yakeshes Yoyser Me'abo Alofim. Ubavad Shilei Yehei Ben Yesel Lakeshes Yoyser Me'apayim, K'may Ben Emtsois Lachitzoinis. So Taisma says that it matters what you're speaking about. The Gemara, let us look at the Perish Chai in 114. Page 114 is 64 and 65. So picture 64 is so Taisma says we elevate them tzoi only ligabi the two chitzoinis. that we consider that it's called one big ear, and the Chitzen Aleph counts as 2,000 Ames from the end of Chitzen Beis. But Einachanami Legabi the Imtsoi, the Imtsoi, we don't consider that the Tchum of the Imtsoi starts where it's flush to the two Chitzenis. This is only Aloch Legabi the two Chitzenis. So Taisma says in picture 65, Hu Adin, by the two Roshei Hakeshes, by the two Bezin, there could be, you could say, Moli, you'll consider that the Aleph is Bemokim the Gimel. We'll lift up the bottom of the Keshes and we'll lift it up between the two Roshei Hakeshes. That's Legabi, the two Roshei Hakeshes. But the Gemara was speaking about if the Aleph, if the one who lives Bemokim Aleph, if he can count his Trum from the Yeser, that's B'makim Gimel, so that the Gemara said he can only count his Trum if there's less than 4,000 Ames between Beis and Beis. Voidish Leimer. The Hosom Leim Rina Moli, by Yeser and Kesher you don't say Moli, Kivin Dike Yeser Me Alpayim, over there Taki it's more than Alpayim. Da Bayil Taimei Dome Kevosi Darova Berei Darabba Baravuna Mistabra, but Yeser, because he says it's speaking about it, it's more than Alpayim. Yes, I may apply him, Lemrina Molly. Hoche. Hoche, he can lemaim a Molly, do kim the delek alapayim, benem tsois, lechitsoim. That's a second teretz of Taisus. The Gemara there, speaking about it, is more than alpayim, bein the keshes and the yesa. But oi dish loima, a third teretz, the hosam lek alemaim a Molly, kim in the avesha, be yeser and yoche laharzik, bnei ha keshes. Uadin hochi moya em tsois gedoyle yaisa min avesh ben beisachi tsoinis the lekala meima molly. So let's look in picture 65. So in 65 he brings down from the Master Sashekel. The Master Sashekel says if you look at the keshes in reality is curved. But if you straighten it out, so if you straighten out the keshes so it's more than the space in between the beis roshaya keshes. So that's why you don't say molly, because it doesn't fit in there. Masha'in came in picture 64 that the Mtsoi fits in, so Mamela, then you say Molly. Let's start from the Mishnah. A new sugya. Now we're speaking about Medidas HaTchumim, Ein Moidedin Ela Bechevel Shel Nun Amo. When one is Moided the Tchumim, one is Moided with a rope that is 50 Amos long. Now this shear is bedavka loy poches. It shouldn't be less than 50 amis. Loy yoisa, and it shouldn't be more than 50 amis. So Rashi says loy poches loy yoisa bigmore meforish taina. Loy yimdoit, and when he measures, you have two people holding a chevel. Loy yimdoit ella kenegad liboy. So let us look in page 115, picture 67. Now when you have two people holding the chevel, both of them should be holding it keneged libam. La afuki, that one would be holding it keneged raglov and the other keneged savoroi. So there, what are you accomplishing? By holding it that way, you are shortening the distance between the two people. You do not have a true measurement of 50 amis. It is less than 50 amis. Zogt Rashi, v'lo yimdoid elo keneged liboy. Kavolei chachomim mokim losam kenegdei roish hachevel. Chazal made a mokim where he should put the roish hachevel, shloyitein ze keneged savori, v'ze keneged raglo. V'achevel miskatzer, if you'll do like that, so the chevel becomes shorter, the distance of the chevel becomes shorter, v'atchumim mismatim. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Hoya moideit. They were measuring. Vihigia ligai. And all of a sudden, they come in contact with a deep valley. Or oi, canyon. Oi ligeder. Or they come in contact with a wall that fell down. They can't go straight. So now the shaila is, do you go into the valley and you take into consideration the shipua and the oimek of the valley? Do you go over the wall and also you take into the medidas hatchum, the goiva and the shipua of the gedder? So the Mishnah says no. Mavliyeh. your mavliya, the distance that is in, that is used to go into the oimik of the valley, the distance that is used to go over the gather, your mavliya. Let us see. What does this mean, mavliyoi? So we have a picture 68. So picture 68, that's the case of mavliyoi. That means if you would measure the oimek of the guy, you could get into a, your tchum would end there already. Rashi says could be, it's even talking about that the medrain is more than 2,000 amis. But you don't, you're mavliya, you're not goyres this whole distance of medrin with the oimek. You're mavliya, one person stands on one side of the guy and the other person stands on the other side of the guy. And that's how you're mavliya, the oimek and the medrin of the guy. How are you mavliya? How are you mavliya by a gedder? How do you accomplish that? So let's look at page 120. So on page 120, you take two poles. You take two poles and you mavliya the picture 79. And you take the hevel of Chamishim Amo, and that goes conveniently over both sides of the gedder. And so you are mavliya, so you have just the horizontal distance of the Chamishim Amo, and you avoid the coming in contact with the medrin and the goiva of the gedder. That's the Mishnah. Zaktarashi. Mavliyoi. Zaktarashi. Im einei rochav nun ame. If it is not wide, yud ame. Misfosse, lisfosse, milamaila. Afal pi she yesh be medroinoi hiloch yaisa mi alpine. Even though the medrin, the shipua, is more than 2,000 ames. We don't say that this is part of the tchum. And with one chevel, you swallow in the medrin, and it comes, everything is in the chamishim amal. Legeda, now, what is v'chayza l'midosai mean? V'chayza l'midosai, let us look at the picture first, and then we'll understand Rashi. The Chayzal Amidosai, we have here in the picture, beautiful picture. We have here the ear. Now, from the ear to the guy is 800 amis. Now, we have here a guy, which connected her ear is more than 50 amis. So, we can't be mavliya, the oimeka guy, connected the ear. But fortunately, if we look towards the end of the tchum, there the guy thins out, and there you have 50 amis. So the Mishnah says as follows. So you measure first Kenegadir, you measure your 800 amis. Then you go straight towards the end of the guy, and you measure, let's say, another 1,000 amis, and you are mavliya the guy, because there it's very narrow. Now afterwards, so altogether, when we're over here, we shall like a negative here, but we measured already 1,800 amis. Now we're going to go back to negative here. That is picture 70 on page 116. We go to negative here, and we're going to measure another 200 amis. We have another 200 amis. So that's Chayza Lemidose. That means after he passed over the area of the guy, so he comes back negative here, and he measures the other 200 amas. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. V'chayza Lemidose, b'gmar mafosh, m'toni Chayza Lemidose, mash mashim hoya roichba, if the roichev ha-guy was negative here, yaseh mechamishim. The roichiv hagai was more than 50 keneged. When yochel lahavliyoy bechevel, came him avliyach et keneged here, because it's more than 50. Or beechad me roishov, but one of the roshe hagai, shaloi keneged here, yochel lahavliyoy. Is hailech mavliyoy sham, so you mavliyoy the guy over there. Umaydid vahailech sham isvasi vahala at keneged mokim shekola boi sham roichiv hagai keneged here. And you measure over there to where the reich of a guy ends, can I get reich of here? We see the picture in front of us, we understand it beautifully. Yeah. Now, so he hears, he measures it already 1800 amis. So now, can I get here? Then he's mashlim the other 200 amis. That is, so we learn to halacha by a guy and a loche by a gada. Higi el ahar, what if the obstacle on the way is a har? Is also mavliyoy. You mavliyoy the har. Pachayzol amidosay, if you can find the area where the har gets lower and thus, so you mavliyoy there, pachayzol amidosay. Well, like this, Daif and Yamavliya Har is weiter with two kolonosois, with two large poles, you go get her ear, Yaitzei Chutzletchum. Now, let's look at picture 71. This is the first pshat in Rashi. Now, if looking at the picture, we see as follows. We see in the background is the ear. There's 800 amas to the guy. Now, the guy, if we look on the right side of the picture, 1200 amis end in the middle of the guy. That's, you have 1200 amis end in the middle of the guy. But we have a problem. That means the middle of the guy, we still have, the tchum ha'ir ends in the middle of the guy. But how are we going to find, we're outside of the area of the guy. So we have to find out really where the tchum ends. In the guy, this is, we have to know keneged here, where does the tchum end? So Rashi says like this, Shimho yorachove shal guy keneged to here. If the reichev of the guy is opposite the ear, yoytzei chutz l'tchum, that means the reichev of a guy is the reichev of a guy, let's say, ends 3,000 amas away from the ear. That's like we have here in this picture. V'zeh holach v'ivliyoy shaloi keneged to here. This person got to the end of the tchum through havlo shaloi kenegadir umaydeid misfasi olahala, and he's measuring from the sfas hagai and further. That means he avoided the guy and he ended the tchum, like in the picture on the right side. The 1200 amis ended over here, and that's already the besach hakol 2000 amis. But this is by al-sfas ha-gai. That means the guy still is broadening out. He ended over here. Lo yimdoid elo ad kedei ha-shlomis ha-tchumim. He should stop there, outside of the guy. He should stop when he ends 2,000 amas. And what does he do now? But how are we going to know keneged ta'ir where the tchum ends? We have to know in the guy where the tchum ends. V'tzayfe keneged mokim shemidosei kolo keneged te'ir b'seich hagai. Then we have here a picture. So this person looks wherever the tchum ended outside of the guy. So he looks straight ahead into the guy. And that's by the dalit. V'yitzayin simoni atchum. And there, it'll be better with two people. Someone will be standing there and they'll show him he's standing mamish opposite him. And that's the end of the tchum, and there they'll put a simon in the guy. Here the tchum ends. Avo, there'd be another eitzah. Well, what would the other eitzah be? He need two people and a good eyesight. So there'd be another eitzah. What the other eitzah would be? That you'll measure avo loyim doit, but he should not measure v'yele chutz l'tchum. That he'll go till the end of the, he'll go chutz l'tchum, ad keneged mokem tachlis svas hagai shekeneged to here. He's going to measure all the way down where this Aleph is. This Aleph is, that's the end of the guy. So now he knows the end of the guy, let's say, is another 1,000 amis more. So Memele, he knows that he's 1,000 amis more than the Tchum. So now he's gonna go, let's look at the picture 71. He's gonna go from Aleph to Gimel. And he's gonna go from Aleph to Gimel, so now he knows he's 1,000 amis, this area is 1,000 amis more than the Tum. So now from Gimel he's going to measure to Dalit. He's gonna measure the 1,000 amis back. So Lachaira, this with poor eyesight, you could also do Lachaira like this. The first way, you have to have a very good eye to be looking to the guy and figure out exactly what is perpendicular to the eye, and that's where the Tchum ends. Like this, he has an Andereitze. He knows the guy ends 1,000 amis more than the Tchum. So go back, Mechuvin Keneged Deir, Gimel, and go to Dalit. So he shouldn't do this. Why? What's wrong with this? Perhaps this is more practical. So Rashi says, "Meshum gzeire, a gzeire, sheroya oisay moided v'hoylach sham." A person will see a meira dekechshash. They'll see people measuring in this area from the 1,200 to the Aleph. People will be passing by and they'll see the two moided deyatchum. They're walking over there and they're measuring, So people will say the Tchum is still here. I saw with my own eyes they were measuring over here. So Vaisis, this area is in the Tchum. So it'll be a Moiridiki Kilkul. This is Beinai Reisi. So Memele, therefore, Chazal did not permit them to measure outside of the Tchum, further than the Tchum, because of this Kilkul, people might think that the Tchum continues. That is the first pshat in Rashi. Lishna Achine, a second pshat, Shelo Yeitze Chutz L'Tchum, the Mishnah says, Bovat Shelo Yeitze Chutz L'Tchum. Shelo Yeitze Chutz L'Tchum, it means as follows. Let us look at picture 72. Let us explain the picture, then we'll understand Rashi very easy. That Shloyetzi Chutz L'Tchum is speaking about as follows. That Be'emison, the Tchum, Keneged Ha'ir, after the guy, you still have enough place for 2,000 Amis. The guy, let's say, is 150 Amis, Keneged Reichev Ha'gai, and let's say you have 100 amis to the guy. So you have plenty of area after the guy to measure the Tchum. But you have a problem. The Reichev HaGai Kenegedi is more than 50 amis. It's 100 amis where he makes it. So you can't be moided the guy. So I go to the end of the guy. Now the end of the guy, there's a 50 amis gap between one side and the other side. In that area, I could be Mavliya, the guy. So I do that. But there's only one problem. This area is outside of the Tchum in the Reichev. That means it's more than the 2,000 Amis outside of the Tchum. It's the whole difference between the first Pshat and the second Pshat is that the first Pshat is it's outside of the Tchum in the Eirich. It's after 2,000 Amis in the Eirich from the ear. According to the second Pshat, it's after 2,000 Amis from the Reichev of the ear. If the guy was long, that the Roshei HaGai are sticking out chutz l'tchum, he cannot be mavliya this area b'chevel keneged hatchumim, because keneged the Roshei HaGai, can in the tchum, the guy is more than 50 amis. Again, the same gzeira. people will see the choshev emoydedim are moided in this area, so it's a mamish eideriyah, that this area is toichatchum. So the male levita will have a kilkul, so they're not permitted to be mavliya chutz l'tchum. That is pshat in the Mishnah, abulvad shelo yeitze chutz l'tchum. Im eino yochel lahavliya. What if you can't be mavliya? Can't be mavliya. That means we had eitzes that there's an area in the guy, there's an area in the getter that you could be mavliya. Meini yochel lahavliya. Bezuah marab distoy berab yanai mishem rab meya shemati shem mekadrin bahorin. There's another oifen how to measure the area of the horim. Mekadrin bahorim. We make a hole through the horim, theoretically. Let us look at the picture 77 on page 119. It's only a theoretical hole. We do it more in a more practical oifen. But this mekadrin bahorim that we don't take the shipua of the hole into consideration. We just measure the reichev of the hole. Yeah, Zot Rashi, Bezu Amar Abdestoy Berabiyani, Bezu Lamutei Ori Miklet, Veg Larufa Dei Mekadrin, Ben Kod Mefosh Begmora. Mekadrin, what does Mekadrin mean? Noikven, Roim Kilu Noikven, it's Kilu, we bored a hole through the horn. Kilu Noikven Oysen, Umoydedin, we measured Derech HaNekev, Lamayit Midas Medroinish, we should not encounter the Medroin of the hole. Kedama bigmor. Now how do you do this? Shemoydidin oisoi bechevel shel dalad amas. Now here you measure ready with a chevel shel dalad amas. Let us look. Picture 75, page 118. You take a chevel of dalad amas and you have two people. And you do as follows. Uvatachte meniach es achevel keneged liboy, ve'el yain keneged malgaloiso, mismait medroine shel kol dalet ames chatzi koimas odom. So we, since this is keneged liboy and this is keneged raglov, so we evade the area of the medrin, and memela, and that's how we start counting. Zog Toisvis. Higia lahar mavlioi. And daf nun ches omad alev. So Toisvis had a kasha, the third Toisvis, the other Toisvis now on the Gemara. This is still on the Mishnah. Higia lahar mavlioi. So Toisvis had a presentasanta diuk on the Mishnah. The Mishnah speaks about three obstacles. Higia lagai, Elegeda mavliya v'chayzlam midasay. Higia lahar mavliya v'chayzlam midasay. So it's three different obstacles. The first two he puts together, the tana, the gaya, elegeda, and the third one he makes a bazunda rebobe. Vim taima, amay loy tayu lohu bahadi yadodi. Higia lahar elegeda mavliya. Put them, a kapana put har and geda together. Har and geda, the same types of obstacles. It's in the goiva. Vishlaima mishum seif de toni shamati shemekadrim bahorim, lakach toni har bifnei atzmoi. Afo gav de kidur shaykh nami begai vegeda. I mean, since in the seif he has a memra of Rameya. Shamati, if you can't be mavliya, you're mekada. So since this memra was said behorim, so memela, therefore he made a whole new bova out of horim. Now, in Yesod, this memre is not only applicable to Horim. This memre is applicable to a guy in Geder also. He also mekadrin, begeder, vegai. So, what's the teretz? So, the Teisus Yontif says pshat that about this memre of Rameya heard this memre by Horim. We're bringing down the memre of mekadrin, which we're bringing down b'shem Rameya, shomati, Shemekadrim Bahorim, Rameya heard this memre by Horim. So Memelo, when the Tana brought down the Loch of Mekadrim, we bring it down by its original source, which was said by Horim. So therefore, so the Din Mekadrim was said by Horim. So therefore he brings down the Din Mekadrim by Horim. So since by Horim we have two halachas in the Mishnah, there's a din havlo and a din mekadrim, so Mamela, he makes a bezunder above out of Horim. The Taisis HaRosh, what I was always given, is a bissel anders, that he wants to tell you, because perhaps more than the others, the Ahor is more difficult to be Mekader, Ahor is more difficult to be Mavliya than the others. Because we mentioned before the way your Mavliya, the Horim, is you take, like in picture 79 and page 120, you take two Klunosois. So when you up to Mount Everest, that's a little problem. Even a little less than that is also problematic. So Lemaise, so that's what the Tosfos HaRosh wants to say. So Memele, the Eino Yochel Lahavliyoi applies most by Horim. So that's why it was said by Horim. But the Tosfos HaRosh says a Knech, not Eino Yochel. Since it involves a great tirche, that's also considered eine yochel. So agavuch, we hear very achidish also. Eine yochel is, does not mean I can't. It means it's difficult. If it's difficult to do it as a large tirche, that also falls into the category of eine yochel, and we have a new din of mekatrim. Ve'im noima, if we will assume, the guy v'geder shovin legamri, v'har cholok tzas mehem ha'v'niche. So the Minchas Yisrael brings down the mashal. This is really negeya a teisvis an omid beis. The Rabbeinu Tam says that there are different. We'll see it klara mir tashem an nunches omid beis. But there are different halachas that apply to a har, which is bidei shemayim, and a gedr negai, which is bidei odom. There's different hilchas medide. There's some cases a har has a kula that you could be moided ba'oimid, which this kula does not apply begeder or begai. So Taisim say, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, so it's very good, why these two were put together. Guy and Geder have one halacha, and Har has a different halacha, so therefore Har is learned separately from Guy and Geder.